Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, it's special for you, it's special for me. I'm Joanne Barton, and welcome to the Fans Radio Show. Not only do we have the Outsiders with us tonight, and we're playing a brand new song from them, but I've got my boyfriend and my honey bunny back, John Riccio.
Hey everybody, how is everybody? I missed everybody.
Hi, John.
Thank
Hi,
you.
John.
Hey,
John.
Guys. Hey, guys, how's everything going?
We're good, man. Good to hear from you.
Good. Good.
Good.
Everything's going great.
Great.
We weren't
great.
Sure about. We weren't sure about you.
I know, right? I said, well, I don't know where John is. I don't know where he. I even sent him a text. Where you at? Where you at? So before we start, let me just say thanks to the sponsors, and we'll kick this off. Thanks to
Absolutely.
The High Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, KWV Wines in South Africa, Keys for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntech Productions, Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey. Oh my God, take a break from cancer.org for Pete's sake, Poison Designs in New Jersey, Think Big Picture LLC in New York, The Observer Newspaper in Kearney, New Jersey, Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey, GenieBottles.com, and oh, John, you're going to hate me, Precious Memory Video in Kittnersville, Pennsylvania. I actually, I cut down a few announcements on the sponsors because it's just so much to say, but they're all on our website, guys. So welcome to the show, The Outsiders. Hi, guys.
Thank you.
Hi, Joe. Hi. Hello.
So,
from
guys,
snowy Cleveland.
In Cleveland. And yeah, we got the snow, too. Go around a circle. Tell everybody who you are.
I'll start first.
we'll start.
Joe, it's Ricky. Joe and John, it's Ricky B. And
hey, Ricky.
All my partners are here, my band buddies, my bandmates, and right now I'll pass it off to the other Rick in the band, Rick W.
Hey, hi, how are you? This is Rick Williger from Akron, Ohio.
No.
Hey, Rick.
How you doing? And I will pass it to Greg because Greg needs it.
Yeah, Lord knows.
Hi, Joe. It's Greg, the bass guy, calling from Strongsville, Ohio.
Yep, Greg DeVallo.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah. And go ahead. Who's that? Our new member, right? Who's our new member?
Yeah, I'll pass it to JB.
That's me, JB, Jim Berger from Medina, Ohio. And it's snowing over here, too. How's everybody doing?
Good. Welcome. Thank you so much for letting everybody know who's actually on the phone with us, which is cool. So
we missed Jimmy.
Really good, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Yes. I'm here. I was making out my Christmas list. Hi, it's Jimmy Ashton Dennis from wonderful Brooklyn, Ohio.
Hey,
we're
Jimmy.
Your present, Jimmy.
Well, I should be on the list since I made sure that they knew that you were on, Jimmy.
Oh, well, thank you, Rick. I'll make sure the check clears this time, buddy.
Good.
Okay.
Well, thank you all for joining us. And I can't tell you, we were talking before the show started, how excited I am for you guys that you're still kicking it and rocking it. Now, you know, I shouldn't even say still because you guys never stop. So who's the songwriter? What's going on in the band? Tell us.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
Well, I brought in a demo. A song I had a little while ago,
and my Outsiders buddies, you know, put the magic to it, and we made it happen. And the response has been very overwhelming. It's just
good.
You know, it's classic 60s pop, and little take on a lot different take from my demo. You know, these guys are, and I'm not just saying this, Joanne, but when you work with world class musicians like these guys, it's just so much fun. And you know, there's a couple writers in the band, and you know, bringing everything up to the table and letting everyone be a part of, you know, the creative process is just it's fulfilling. It's
nice.
Fulfilling. It's like a good meal or something like that. I don't know. But
Jimmy,
it's cool,
you,
man. You know?
But Jimmy, are you the main songwriter, or the lyricist and melody maker and all that, or even
you
like back
what?
In the day when?
You know, all of us. You know, all of us are lyrical. You know, these guys are better musicians than I, and I'll be the first to admit that. So, but you know, I just, you know, wherever it comes from, it comes from. And you know, having such a great bunch of people, and you know, we're like brothers.
We all bring
Greg.
We all bring various.
And we, hey, Greg.
We all bring
Greg. Greg, I love you.
I must be sleeping.
I love you too, Joe.
I love you, Greg.
I feel
Johnny, I told Johnny that he should do all the talking tonight, because the last time John joined me, because it's been so long, I wouldn't shut up. So I'm going to let Johnny talk to you guys. Go ahead, John.
Well, she totally forgot that I was on the phone and just ignored me, so I just shut my mouth.
No.
there wasn't any room. But, guys, I listened to that.
Johnny,
I listened to
him.
Your song.
Here they come. We lost them. They're dialing back. Hang on, honey. Hold on. Here they come. There they go. Go ahead, John.
Okay. I listened to your new song, and I got to tell you that I can hear every single person playing. I can hear the drums. I can hear the bass. I can hear the guitars. I can hear the piano, the organ. And that's what makes it so such a beautiful thing, is that I can hear everybody playing, and they all blend together to make a beautiful song, and it was just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it is a great mix, but you're gonna die when I tell you we lost them again. So I'm so sorry.
Who do we lose, Joanne?
We lost.
Do we lose the guy?
Yeah, we lost the guys. You know what? Should I call
them?
I don't know what to do. I don't want to call them if they're trying to call in. So, in the meantime, we'll, how much snow did you get up there, honey?
I say we got like about a foot, but in some places we had like a couple of drifts that, you know, a little deeper and everything. And it was a thick, heavy snow this time. It was pretty hard to plow. So.
Wow.
It didn't take as long as my old driveway. In fact, we passed by my old driveway's house, and I said, thank God I don't live there anymore.
That was real high and winding, right?
Yeah, that was up on the hill, and only one way down and right into the road. There's no buffer. You know, you either go into the road or you go off the side of a cliff. So I'm glad I wasn't there. But this driveway was a lot easier to plow, and it was a lot more fun. In fact, I look forward to the snow this time around. I used to dread it whenever I heard it, you know, snow or ice. Now I'm okay with it.
Well, it was your first one.
Yeah, how's your Christmas stuff coming, Joanne? Is everything set for Christmas?
Nope. Haven't shopped for one thing or nothing. I'm going to try and do some shopping on Saturday. I like to go to the store. I know it's a pandemic, but I wear a mask, so, you know, and I don't go near anyone. So here we go. We got the guys back. Hang on one second.
Oh, cool.
There you are. What's happening?
So much for technology. Yeah, sorry. I didn't pay my cell bill. I apologize.
John was just saying how much he loved the song. Go ahead, John. We got him back. Go ahead. Hit
okay.
Oh,
I was telling everybody that. Oh, good. I was telling everybody how I can hear each individual player. I can hear the bass. I can hear the drums. I can hear the harmonies. I can hear the guitar parts, the organ, the piano, everything. And
the French horn got carried away.
Hey, but
But the whole thing was that it all blends together to make a beautiful recording, and that's what I think what makes the Outsiders such a great band, that you have all these different people playing such great things, but it all blends together, and it becomes a great song.
Wow. Thank you.
I want to ask Jimmy one thing. Was I right? Was that a Wurlitzer piano in the beginning or something that sounded like a Wurlitzer piano?
Absolutely. That was Mr. Williger. His inspiration comes from places unknown, but yeah. And it just, the minute that we heard it, it was like, oh God, okay, there you go. Yeah.
Because I mean, that piano has such a unique sound, and I always wanted to get one, and I wound up getting a Fender Rhodes, and I was never happy with it. But at that time, you couldn't find a Wurlitzer piano, but they were hard to come by.
Yep. Yeah, I had several Wurlitzers when I was in bands back in the 70s and the 80s. It's a Yamaha Montage, and I'm using a Wurlitzer sound, but I tweaked it a little bit to make it just a little bit dirtier, like the Wurlitzers actually were.
Yes, and it always had the distinctive distortion on it, you know, which is great.
Yep.
Well, it's a great mix too. The song, the mix is fabulous too.
We had a great mix master.
You know what, Joe and John, if I might share a little behind the scenes about the song.
Sure.
Everybody had so many great ideas that when we were in the studio. And Eddie T at Audio Works Studio here in Ohio, it was an enormous help. But everybody had so many great ideas. We put all these parts on this song to where it had so many layers of sounds. Everybody was real proud of what they contributed. And we ended up actually, we stripped it back down and started – over again with the bass and the drums and a vocal, and then we added minimal instruments compared to what we had originally recorded, because there were so many good ideas. We're going to put those on the shelf for the next song, but the song I've Got a Heart came out a little more basic because that's the way it needed to be, and the parts that we had added originally quite honestly took away from the song. So and Eddie at the Audio Works studio, we mixed it I don't know how many times, Jimmy.
Yeah.
four or five times.
Yeah.
We had a solo in, we took a solo out, we added the piano, we had a mandolin on there, we had a fourth and fifth guitar on there. But as it turns out, that's only us five on that record. There's no extra instruments, no extra players, and it's something we can all be proud of. So we spent a lot of time deciding what should stay and what should go, but as it turns out, it was a collaboration, and we're proud of it.
And we got a whole other song.
Well, like they say, less is more, and it shows on us, everything is like clear. And I have to tell Greg, I really appreciate how he played the bass in there, how it interwove between everything. It was just really, I just really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
thanks. Ricky, is that you on vocals, or who's on vocals?
That's Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Oh, okay, cool. Because I thought Ricky was doing all the vocals. Okay, cool.
Who's doing the harmonies? Who's doing the high harmonies towards the end?
That's me, Jim.
I told Jimmy that's the icing on the cake of the song when you go and you kind of spread out the harmonies towards the end. I really love that part. It was just really nice.
Thanks, John.
Well, why don't we stop talking about it and let everybody hear it? What do you guys think?
Play it.
Lock and roll.
All right. Drop
the needle on it.
Yeah. Put the needle on the record. Jimmy, I got a call command. Sorry. The Outsiders, their new song, I've Got a Heart 2. Check it out. It's great.
Yeah.
So you thought I'd crawl back to you. Saw your picture the other day. Ain't it funny how things changed when you're looking the other way? And I've got a heart too, and I don't know what you're trying to prove. And it breaks with everything that you do. And I've got a heart too. Every day I see an endless sky pass before my eyes. Every day I feel the tears that you cried. So hard to carry on, but now I'm strong, and I found this is where I belong. And I've got a heart too, and I don't know what you're trying to prove. And it breaks with everything that you do. And I've got a heart too. Why?
You're strumming there right before the final choruses towards the end. I love that break there when you're doing higher.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you know what, Joe? We had everybody contributed terrific ideas. And even, like I said, even our engineer at the studio came up with a couple of ideas. But I'm proud of my band buddies, Rick and Jim and Jimmy and Greg, and the way everybody played on it. And it just... You know, we don't get together that often because in spite of the fact that we're all within an hour of each other, we can't socialize, we can't visit, and we can't even actually really rehearse as much as we would like to. But this thing, with all of us in the same room, just came together like it was meant to be. So, well, we're proud of it, and I'm proud of my friends.
We're proud of you.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Congratulations. It's really great, guys. It really is. And like I
said,
it's great.
Thank
you. You're not back. You never left.
Well, you know, it's available on iTunes and Spotify and all the major digital platforms it is on now. So.
Right, right. And now, Ricky, I just have to ask you one thing. When I was doing the promo, how old were you when Time Won't Let Me came out? You look so young.
He still is.
I was a senior,
well,
Joe.
Mean,
I was a senior.
Go ahead.
I was a senior. I was a senior in high school, so I was 17 years old. And
wow. I was going to say, you look about 16 on these album covers.
Yeah, I don't want to make this. I don't want to make this phone call about me, but I was about 3 months away from finishing high school when I got the call to go on the road from Tom King from the Outsiders. And it was a tough choice for me because I was playing locally and I always had a pocket full of money. But my mom told me to go ahead, she take the shot. So as it turns out, I left in April of my senior year in high school, go on the road. And when I came back, I managed to get my high school diploma afterwards. But yeah, I was young. I was only 17.
You look like a baby. I'm like, oh my God. Cause I saw other pictures when you guys were on last time. And but I wasn't doing the promos like I'm doing now. And I was trying to gather photos from you guys. And I couldn't believe the album covers. I said, Ricky looks like he's like 16 years old in this picture. So funny. You're so cute. You're so cute.
And now I'm the oldest one.
Yeah. We're all knocking on that door, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to ask
well,
you
the
about
the...
Go ahead, honey. Go ahead.
Well, always saying? Remember, guys, the night is young and so am I. So there you
right.
Go.
That's cool. I got to ask you about the Flower Power cruise that keeps getting put on. What are we shooting for now?
I think it's Rick or Greg can take care of that one. Go ahead, guys.
You know, not me. I have no clue.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know where we're going either.
All right.
The Flower Power is in 2022.
End of March.
We'll probably be in the studio before then again, too.
Yeah. You know what happened, Joe? I guess I can fill in. Our cruise in 2020 was the November before March of this year, the November before March.
And you guys were ready to go, because I know Greg and I were talking, and he said that you guys were like a week away from going, and it got backed out, right?
Yeah.
That's right. Wow. And then they moved it to 2021, and then November of this year, of this past year, they moved it again to 2022. So it's got a curse, I think. And we are scheduled to be on it with some terrific big name acts. Holly, Zombies, Mitch Ryder, Mark Lindsay, the Box Tops, Felix and the Rascals, and the Cowsills. And I don't have any details yet because they usually wait until about 3 months before the cruise sails to let us know which days and which times we'll be performing. But I mean, it's a huge list of artists, and we're really, really looking forward to it. Unfortunately, we're still more than a year away, but we're hoping.
Yeah. It's better safe than sorry. Right now, it's probably like a floating petri dish, and that's not what you want to be part of. So, better safe than sorry. So,
it's been put off for. I'm sorry. I was going to say it's been put off for some reason, so having to do with cocoa something.
Cocoa puff.
Yeah,
cocoa puff.
Right.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Cocoa puff. Oh God. Well, I love the song, guys. Yeah, exactly. I'm loving the song. I hope all your fans are loving it. I'm sure you're getting a lot of great response on your website and everything on Facebook.
Yeah, we
are. And yeah, that's great. And it could be, where is it? It's on everything, right? Spotify, it's on everywhere.
That's correct. iTunes,
Amazon,
TikTok, YouTube, Pornhub. Let's see where else.
Pornhub.
Greg,
I just said that to make sure you guys are awake. That's all. You know.
Well, it's only from the LA crowd.
I guess you guys are working on new music now. I mean, although we're not together, you still can work together as from a distance. You're working on new stuff now too, or pretty much laying back till
stuff and old stuff.
Always,
you know,
right.
Yeah.
You know what, Joe? We are. How can I put it? We are pacing ourselves to assemble our live show to dial it in. It's been so long since we have actually performed in front of people, so we're gonna step back and look at it again and decide what songs we want to keep, what songs we want to add. And quite honestly, we have so much good outsiders material anymore. We have enough to do a whole show of just that. So we're thinking of what we might want to add or to take away, depending on how the concerts go. If they end up only being a part of a nostalgia package, for instance, three or four acts, we might not have a whole hour to do. We might only have 30 minutes or 40 minutes. So that'll pare things down a little bit. So we're running over the thing, running over and how to conduct and pace a show for a live performance. And again, everybody's ideas are always legitimately sound. So we will be considering everything as often as we can get together. And again, there's no real hurry because we don't know currently when we'll be working again. Hopefully it'll be this summer coming up.
Right. Why don't you guys do a Facebook Live? I'd love to see you on Facebook Live get together.
We have been talking about that, but if I might be honest about that, if we do it, we don't want to do it like so many of the things I have seen on Facebook Live. We would want to prepare for it. We would want it done at a soundstage or a live studio where we did our recording. And make sure that it was premium the way we would want it to be, as opposed to just. I mean, I don't like to disappear for all
you guys.
Months and months and,
yeah,
we're here.
We're here.
I'm here.
Yeah, because I'd love to see that. But you're right. I mean, if you're gonna we just lost him again. We lost him. John, you gonna talk?
Oh,
we
lost the guy.
We're
gone, John.
Yeah, we lost him again. They'll come back. Sure.
I was going to ask them if they.
Here we go.
I was going to ask them. Are you guys back?
Yeah, hold on. Here we are. Hey, guys.
Hang tight for just a minute, babe. Let me pack everybody in. It's Jimmy again.
Okay,
yeah, I know.
Jimmy.
Pay the damn bill, will you?
I'm telling you, well, you know what? Two cups and a string next time. Hold on a second. Hold on.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to shut up because I want you to talk because I haven't talked to you in so long and I know you and Jimmy are tight and I want you guys to hang out for a little bit.
Well, I was wondering if the guys were going to put together a live album from the different live performances that they had.
That would be a great idea.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't get the chance to see you guys live and just to hear it would be nice.
Right. Are you guys back? We got everybody?
Yeah. Got me.
Oh, John just had a great idea. I don't know if you heard it. Go ahead, Johnny.
Well, I was thinking about, would you guys consider putting together a live album from your different live performances so we can get an idea how it sounds live? Because there's always that different sounding of a live album compared to like a studio album. There's always that extra magic of a live album.
Sure.
That would be great.
We won't count anything out. course, we would need some help. You know, we have the connections to make it the way we want it, but I'm not so sure about the finances.
Yeah. I guess you can record off the board and fix it up in the studio if you had to, right?
Sure. Yeah.
I think we're all back.
Okay, cool.
I think we just need to get back out so that we can, you know, so that we can get a live show, so that we can get a live a live recording. I think we just all need to recover, and once we've recovered, I think you're going to see a plethora of live recordings because everyone's going to want to be out there, not only playing but getting their stuff back out there.
You know, as I was explaining to someone today, guys, you know, Joanne and John, you know, we're not the only ones in this predicament. You know, I mean, you know, the entire world. I mean, you know, it's crazy, and it's, you know, we just got to hang tight, have some faith.
That's right.
You know, stay safe, use some common sense, and pray everything works out. I'm sure it will be okay. It's just, it's a matter of patience. You know, it's like anything else, you know, and having great people like you and John and, you know, and our friends and fans, you know, that kind of makes it worthwhile. You know, there's some lonely nights where you go, damn, I wish I was playing. You know, I wish we were on a plane right now. You know, but the reality of it is, hey, with time, rather than sorry.
And it's terrible because it's not only affected you, it's affected all our local musicians, you know, the coffee house or the local bands, the bars.
You
can't see anybody, and these people are hurting, you know. And I read somewhere that Eric Clapton came out and complained about that. He said something, and everybody jumped out of the throat because he was saying that, you know, the music industry is dying, the performers, you know, they're losing their livelihood. They're losing their fans. There's no one around, and they all jump down and say, "Oh, you got to be safe, Eric." Or, you know, I was like, "Come on, guys! You know, you have to have something to look forward to." You know.
Well, the fans are chomping at the bit to get out there and see live music too.
Sure. They don't want to stay home on the weekends anymore.
No.
I'm dying to see a concert, and then I'm concerned about the venues. Are they even going to be there when you guys are ready? You know?
Yeah,
well,
that's another
thing.
Concern. Yeah, it's sad but true, Joanne. You just pray that everybody can weather the storm, you know?
Well, that's why I said I can't even get into Christmas. I can't while everybody's hurting so bad. I find it hard to celebrate. And it makes me grateful for everything I have, believe me.
Oh, yeah.
Believe me, knowing that so many people are suffering right now, I am so thankful and grateful for what I have. And it's really hard for me to get into the spirit. I don't know if it's because, you know, I'm stuck in the house quarantining here or whatever you want to call it, working from home. And I just am not digging it, man. I can't get into the feeling at all. That's why I tried to do the whole month. I tried to make it Christmas related, not just for the folks listening, but for me too. I need to pick me up.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Everybody put up their Christmas trees at Thanksgiving time this year, or earlier, actually.
I'm loving the fact that everybody's bringing new music, and that's why I was so happy that you guys were coming back to bring the new music on, you know.
Thank you, Joanne.
Not only are we glad to play it, but it sounds good too. You know, it's like
sometimes,
God forbid you get somebody who sends you music and it's horrible. I mean, we haven't had that happen yet.
Oh, don't worry, we can do that too. Trust me.
That's so hard
to
do.
Oh, hell yeah, that's easy, you know. As I told someone the other day, I can write you a song right now. I don't know if it's going to be any good, but, you know, I can write you a song right now.
Exactly.
You know, and that's, we don't scare easily, let's put it that way. But, it's just a time to, really just enjoy what you have and you'll be thankful for what you have. And, you know, as I told Greg about a week or two ago, you know, all this is, you know, and I'm being sincere when I say this, going through all this crap as the world is, it's going to make us so much more grateful and thankful for when things are better.
Absolutely.
I believe that. You know,
you're not going to look really at important.
Oh, absolutely, Greg. You're right. You know, you're not going to look at the sun the same way. You're not going to look at your neighbor the same way. You know, it's a one heck of a learning curve, but who knows?
you know, we just kind of hang tight, you know.
Right, just think, Jimmy, though, when it's all over, what a freaking celebration we're going to have. Oh, my God, it's going to be the biggest party you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, you got it. You know, everybody's gonna come together, and that's going to be a wonderful day. And I think we're all going to get there.
Right. You know? I wanted to ask you guys, Ricky and Jimmy, how did you come across Greg and JB and Jim and Rick, I'm sorry, Jimmy and Rick. How did that come about? Where'd you guys play before? Were you with other bands? Can you guys want to take a turn and let us know how you guys – well – Ricky and Jimmy, tell us how you met them, and I want to know where the guys came from, what they were doing before they joined you guys.
Well, I'll let you start, Ricky. Yeah.
All right. Actually, I played with Rick in a band. Oh, I'm. She's had to be 5 or 6 years ago, and it was very short lived. And I met him through another musician. The same with Greg, and the same with JB. Joe, everybody, these are all Cleveland guys that Cleveland and Akron guys that have been around the music scene for 30 and 40
longer
years.
Longer than we want to say.
Yeah, I won't say decades. I'll leave it.
Yeah.
We knew each other, if not personally, by reputation, and as things were forming, people's reputations came to mind, and of course you discount the people that have shortcomings that you say I can't work with that guy, but on the other hand, say yeah, this guy's a good player and he's a sweetheart of a guy, and
they're talking about me now.
Yeah. That's very important to me, Joe, is that, you know, so many bands.
It's gotta be because if it doesn't mesh in that way, it's not gonna work, and it's gonna show in the music, man. You gotta have that love for each other.
You gotta have fun.
Exactly.
You gotta have fun, and you gotta everybody's gotta get along. That's the hard part.
You spend too much time together to not get along.
Yeah. You're exactly right.
And you know, so now we have
a functional family, you know.
Yeah. So now we have two Ricks, two Jims, and a Greg.
Right.
And in Greg's case, you know, we do need to have somebody go out and get coffee.
Absolutely.
Greg.
As long as you guys will still vouch to my parole officer, we're good.
So Greg,
well, there's nothing more pleasing.
Go ahead, honey. Go ahead.
There's nothing more pleasing than, you know, Joanne, than watching Greg sell the singles in a van down by the river.
Yes.
I'm always breaking the ankle.
But why do you know Greg, that long overcoat is beyond me, especially in the summer. I just don't get that.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're not judging, though. We don't judge.
Well, when I saw him, I saw him in the supermarket in the vegetable section, and he opened his trench coat.
Uh-oh.
And I said, oh, you just reminded me. I needed peas and carrots.
Uh-huh. Now, you know, it was
and wilted lettuce.
It was cucumbers and me.
God. Well, Greg, I'm sorry, honey. You know I love you. I'm picking on you.
Yes, I love you too.
So, Greg, where were you? Who were you playing with before the Outsiders?
Well, I did a stint for about 12 years in a Beatles tribute, and then it was time to move on, and so I got hooked up with Jimmy through a mutual friend in a local band, and went from that into was asked to join the Outsiders as a bassist, and so here I am, you know.
Nice. And you know what's funny?
Greg started out as a guitar player, Joe.
That's right. I was
so
a lead
funny.
Guitarist, and then I switched over to bass.
It's funny when you tell me now that you were doing the Beatles tribute. When I first saw your picture when we first started talking, I said, God, he looks like he could be in a Beatles band.
did you play the George Harrison character, Greg?
That's right. I was doing George Harrison for 12 years, so it's kind of stuck with me now.
There's a lot of really good Beatles. I got to ask you a question about this because I was always curious. They seem to play it note for note. How the hell do you guys manage to learn every single note? Because, you know, when I listen to an album and try to figure out the notes, it's so difficult to me. Is there a way that they got they broke down the notes for you guys and the different parts?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, when we had to learn sets and we had to study hours with video and audio so that it had to be exact rendition. You couldn't really improvise in any way.
Yeah,
but
that's actually
helped because, you know, it creates a discipline that you can carry on into other things in music. And so it's helped me tremendously.
Wow.
Yeah,
There's very little of that
music is actually written out where you could read it. It's all learned by listening and the talent that it takes to learn to copy a record off of a record recording that by listening to it. That's something that not everybody can do. And we're fortunate. We got all five of us that can pick a song apart for their individual parts to learn. And then we can assemble them when we get together to rehearse. So,
I'm a really good harmony guy. I grew up listening to my brothers and sisters' Everly Brothers records, so it's really good because we can assemble a five piece harmony on any song if we had to, which really helps.
People don't realize how difficult that is to sing harmony. Two part and you go to five part, forget about it.
Yeah. Well, I think we all have some really good range. And so,
yeah,
you know,
everybody sings lead, so, and everybody sings backup, too. So we got them all here.
Right. So Rick, you're the keyboard player, and where were you playing before?
Playing with Jonah Coslin. I still play with Jonah on occasion, Jonah and Breathless when he's in town. And besides that, an indie band called the Angie Hayes Project. And a Springsteen tribute band. So I was kind of busy with three different acts.
A Springsteen tribute band in Ohio? What the hell is that?
Believe
about?
It or not.
Springsteen's even popular here in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Oh my God! And how about you, Jim? What were you doing? And you're playing? What are you, lead or rhythm? What are you playing?
I play rhythm and sing a little bit. And I've played for, I don't know, ever since I was a kid. I'm still a kid, but.
Got it.
But in cover bands out here, and I've always enjoyed it, and that's how I've met. The circle out here is kind of big and it's kind of small, and everybody pretty much knows everybody, you know, one way or another. And people talk, and you meet other people, and you get together, and you do things, and it's fun. It's like a carousel, you know?
Yeah, well,
one person
I'm glad
jumps
you guys
off, somebody else jumps back on.
Right, I'm glad you guys all hooked up because you put together a really fabulous piece there. It's really good, and I don't know why.
Thank you.
It's so weird that since doing the show, John, I don't know about you, John, but I never realized, remember when we were first doing the show early on, how many musicians we had come in from Ohio, and I was like,
That's right, my God.
I never knew that so many famous musicians and great musicians came from Ohio. And when I was younger, I always said to myself, why the frick would they put the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Ohio? And it all makes sense now.
There you go.
It all makes sense, you know, it's because there's so many fabulous musicians that came out of Ohio. So I don't
there
know,
is.
But that's just a weird thing that I had in my head. So
that's the truth. A lot of good players in this area.
Yep.
Yeah.
And a lot of them have gone on to be superstars. Eric Carmen, Joe Walsh, and on and on and on. The Nine Inch Nails, I don't know them, but they're from Akron. And the list goes on. The Devo.
Chrissy Hynde, the Pretenders.
Chrissy Hynde.
Yeah, Chrissy Hynde from Akron, right. So,
Joe
a lot of talent.
Well, consider the Outsiders one of the bands that broke the seal for those bands to make it where they are now. You know, they heard you first to get there. You were probably a major influence on them when they were growing up, especially being an Ohio band. They must, you know
that's
what I mean?
True.
When you have a local band, that's really, really successful, obviously the local is going to look up to that band, and they're going to emulate at least and try to be as good as you, you know? So, but anyway. Yeah.
When the first articles were written about Time Won't Let Me, the management and the publicist made it very quiet that we were actually from Cleveland, because they didn't want anybody to know, because Cleveland was the mistake on the lake back then.
The mistake on the lake.
Yeah.
I never heard that. The mistake on the lake.
Yeah,
that's, you never
moniker,
did.
Moniker.
No, why
do
they call it
that?
Why do they call it the mistake on the lake?
That's a burning river.
The Cuyahoga River,
yeah.
The Cuyahoga River was so polluted it caught on fire.
Oh,
and,
wow.
It made headlines all over the country. And so, yeah.
Hey,
plus,
hey did you guys ever look on YouTube? And if you type in Time Won't Let Me, you'll see hundreds of bands playing that song and copying it. Have you ever checked out the different bands doing it? You have everyone from little kids, you know, 7-year-old kids, to old timers playing, and they all sound really, really good. It's such a great song.
Oh, yeah.
I actually wanted to redo it. I wanted to redo that one. I loved that one so much, Time Won't Let Me. When I was playing, you know, I had actually.
You need a backup band?
Greg knows if I could sing, you guys would be playing one of my songs right now. We'd be working together. I can't write it. I get too depressed trying to write because I know I can't sing it to you. I have lyrics all done and shit, but I can't get it out of my voice. I can't get it out.
You get some good songs out of depression, Joe.
That's right.
No,
anyway.
I know. Well, I'm not. No, I only get depressed when I'm trying to sing it, because you know I can't sing anymore. So you know that just depresses me. It stops me. I write it and then I'm like, okay, let's do it. Let's lay it down, and I can't because I know it's gonna sound like shit. You know, I mean, it's gonna sound different. Put it that way. It's not gonna sound like I used to. That's for sure. But
but you still gotta swing the bat, Joanne. You still gotta swing the bat, girlfriend.
Right.
You still gotta do it.
You never know. That ball might land somewhere.
Yeah.
You write it.
Hey, look at Stevie Nicks,
and we'll sing it.
That's it.
You know. You write it and we'll sing it, Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, look at Stevie Nicks. Her voice is shot and she's still singing.
Yeah.
So sorry.
Yeah, she's still.
Wow.
That sounds good. She sounds good.
No? Bad reception.
Well,
John, your phone is really bad, Johnny.
It's probably the area I'm in.
It could be. You know, I'm by the window in the dining room, and I figured, to make sure that I don't lose you guys, I might have to stick my head out the window.
You got to stand on the front porch and point towards downtown.
I'm sitting outside an all-night donut shop, and I'm trying to raise a few coin. You know,
what are you buying?
No, tin cup.
No, I'm just sitting here with a little tin can.
What are you singing? You're telling jokes?
I'm just hitting
them. I'm in the garage.
He's selling
trying to
45s.
He's selling 45s. That a boy. See?
Yeah, you get
down by the river. I know.
With every record, you get a free cream fill.
Yeah.
I'll bet you do.
Yeah. You guys must have a pisser when you're in the studio together, huh?
It's rehearsed in my basement. Yeah, it's insane.
That's why it takes 6 months to get a track cut.
Hey, don't judge, okay?
It sounds like a lot of ball busting going on.
It's a family, and it's just so much fun being with these guys. Even Greg and the all the wives are wonderful people. It's a blessing. It really is. You know.
Thank you.
Was that Lois?
That was Lois.
Hi, Lois.
Harry, we're sitting outside the dump.
Terry.
Terry, not Lois.
Hi,
oh, hi,
Terry.
Hi, Terry.
It was Terry.
We got
Terry.
Not
like Lois.
We got Terry DiPaolo and Lois. Oh God, Rick, you're gonna kill me. Oh my God.
That's all right.
You know I can't pronounce your names.
That's all right. I got it. It's Lois Nichols Biagiola.
There you go. I always call Jimmy Eschenberger.
That's nicer than what we call him.
Yeah, that's several steps above, and I do appreciate that.
He's got a good.
Couple of less syllables.
I've heard him called Pork and Beaner too.
God.
Wanted to come out to the garage, she could say hello too.
Well, you might as well get her.
You could call Kathy up, put a cold on.
Yeah, go get the other gropey.
Yeah.
Exactly, the gropers, you know it. You know.
The gropers, yeah. Oh, no, I love the looking Terry.
Oh, you know what, Joe? Just another little bit here real quick. Studio, Eddie, our engineer at Audio Works, is working on a studio video to accompany the song that just came out, and the video should be done before the end of the year. So, it's not work of art or anything, but it is us in the studio creating the song. So we're looking forward to see. We haven't seen anything of it ourselves yet, but we have a lot of faith in him. He did our promo video on the Outsiders website. Oh, hi, Kathy.
Who's that?
Oh,
it's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Okay, wait a second. Hang on. Wait. Okay, go ahead and talk to her now.
Hi, Kathy. How are you? Hi, everybody. Doing okay.
Hi, Kathy.
Let's get Nancy in here. Nancy's waving no.
Nope.
She's listening.
Hi,
hey guys.
It's Lois.
John, did you have anything else for the guys?
Hi, honey. Merry Christmas, everybody. I love you all.
Merry Christmas.
We love you too.
Happy Hanukkah too.
Happy Hanukkah.
Yep.
The guy.
Yeah.
I want to know when the new one's coming out. That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
You heard my wife's pregnant? Is that what you're saying? She's been about 8 months. Oh my goodness.
I don't think so.
My ears.
Yeah.
You got the bad.
I know nothing.
Oh, that's so funny.
It's to you, too, Bub.
Yeah.
What happens in Akron stays in Akron.
Exactly. Well, in the meantime, since we can't go out and play live or see our fans, where can folks get in touch with you if they wanted to, or check out your music and stuff like that, guys?
We were hoping at your place for Christmas Eve.
That would surely pick me up, that's for sure.
I'm telling you.
Okay, that sounded like an invitation to me.
It sure did.
Everybody pile into the minute we're going.
Come on down.
Yeah, but we have a website, theoutsiderslive.com.
USA Live.
Yes, thank you. The
theoutsidersusalive.com. USA Live.com.
It's different from the Argentina Outsiders.
Yes, and then we're also on Facebook.
Yeah,
and we're also in a couple, in a couple post offices as well.
And
what they're trying to do, with the video, poor Eddie is trying not to show our faces so we don't scare any of the kids. So it's working out okay.
Yeah, it's dark.
Yeah, real dark.
I love the new promo shot. That's a great picture. Who took that?
Lois took
some, and our nephew-in-law, Kevin at Kmart Photography took those in Akron.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So.
Nice job, Lois.
She's got a great eye. I mean, she really does. Both, you know, her and Kevin, they just know how to get the good side of us, if
yeah.
that's if
that's not
possible.
Easy.
Yeah, I'm telling
that's
you
that's possible, right? No, that's too funny.
Yeah, it's called Photoshop.
Yeah. Lots of filters.
I'm telling you, man.
I'm only kidding.
Gotta love it.
But I love the song, guys. Thank you so much. It just made my day. I needed a pick me
Thank
up,
you,
and I
Joanna.
Appreciate it. I appreciate it. How about you, Johnny? I
appreciate you having us.
I'm just glad that I was able to come on tonight with the guys because I was looking forward to it. So I'm real happy.
Thank you, Johnny.
Thank
you, Johnny. You guys are class acts, man. We love you.
Yeah,
you.
You got it.
Guys,
and we can hardly
so
wait to get
much.
Out that way.
Yeah, well, we yes, absolutely. I don't know if I'll make it out to Ohio anytime soon, but if you're ever in the
well,
East Coast, of course, please let us know you're going to be out here.
We'll be in touch.
We're staying at your
absolutely.
Place.
That's right.
Yeah,
we're
well, Steve, right?
We're just going to, since we're going there, we'll book some shows out there.
Yeah.
At least we
yeah,
got a
well,
we'll stay on hotel.
Yeah.
Well, we don't call
yeah,
my house do. Hotel Clifton for nothing, but the problem is there's so many of you, you're going to have to stay at John's. John's got the man, not me.
You can stay with
so
me.
So it's not going to be the Barton Hotel, huh?
We're not
Well, my house is called the Clifton Hotel, but John has the mansion there. He's got the mansion in Pennsylvania. I can only squeeze one couple in their own private room. That's it. So.
Well, Greg will sleep outside. Don't worry about that.
That's right.
Yeah, is there a donut shop nearby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm curious if there's a continental breakfast in the morning.
Yeah, well, now you're pushing
it.
Yeah, now you're
if you guys stay with me, you're going to be in the next horror movie, so just be warned.
Oh,
no problem. New video. Yeah,
new horror video.
That's a great idea, John, to put them in one of your movies, John. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Stop, because you're
or if you guys are, really want to give me a Christmas gift, write me a song for my new horror movie. That would be great.
Soundtrack.
Yeah, what's the name of it?
It's called Demon Board with Demon Board Blood Trap. It's about a Ouija board.
Oh,
nice.
There we go.
Wow.
Hands off the demon board.
Yeah.
That's a little spooky.
Man.
I'm writing
like
that down, Johnny. Be careful.
I like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, guys, I thank you so very much. John, I don't know if you had anything else for the guys.
No, I'm just happy that they're able to be here for kind of like our Christmas get together here.
Yeah, it made my
virtually. Yeah, but at least you don't get to see us, so that's good though.
Right?
It works both ways, guys. You don't get to see us either.
Now I'm gonna go get my Ouija board and play with it
yeah.
a little bit.
You're playing with it.
Ask some questions.
No.
You know, sing Jingle Bells on the way out here.
Sure. Okay, I think you should.
Oh, but thanks. Go
what
ahead.
What key we doing this? In H?
H.
Yeah.
H. Okay. Okay, where's our pitch? Okay, let's do it. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah from the Outsiders. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Then we're going to close the show with your song tonight, okay?
Yep,
thank
great.
You so much.
We love you.
All right,
take
good
care.
Luck. It was great seeing you guys, and we'll talk soon.
Bye, Joe. Bye-bye.
Take care, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Bye, John.
Good night, John, boy.
Good night, everybody.
Bye. Good night, everybody. Bye, guys.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, God. I missed them. I miss you.
Oh.
What's wrong with your phone? Your phone was crappy.
I don't know. The area I'm in is such a horrible area.
Well, every time I tried calling you the last few days, it doesn't go through the home number.
I know. I don't know what the hell's going on here. We get the only calls I get that come through is for my expired car warranty. That's the only ones that come to my house.
Right, exactly. What's the big deal with that all of a sudden? You notice all those phone calls now all of a sudden?
Oh, it's been going on. We get those. We get that the IRS is after me because there's a warrant out for my arrest in Texas that I have to respond to. Or the cloud server has my information was hijacked by somebody, and I get an Indian gentleman on the phone trying to tell me that your phone, something happened to your phone. We got to fix your phone, and it's the same thing. And I usually play with them for about a half an hour because they want me to go out and buy these iTunes gift cards. And I, actually go into my car, I slam the door, and I put the phone down, watch a little TV, come back, and they say, I always pretend I'm an old woman.
Oh, you tell me why I don't have my iCloud is broken.
And then they go crazy. they think they got me. I go,
but all my banking account is on my computer.
And when they hear that, it's like easy target. They come after me,
solar panels and solar panels.
Oh, yeah. Your house has been approved for a solar panel.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm a sucker for those calls. I really am. I'm an idiot. So.
Well, since I don't go out anymore, Joe, and I got no one to talk to, so I kind of welcome them calling me.
I've been getting calls off the freaking hook. I'm like, oh my God! It's like, leave me alone already, please.
Yeah, it doesn't stop. Stop.
Yeah. I got one today. Oh, you are the lucky winner. I went click.
Yeah. Well, thank you for staying at Marriott Hotels, and then you win a cruise,
Right. I know.
All out to scam you. You just think if these guys had their regular job, how great they would do at it, because they're persistent.
I know. I can't. They're heartless bastards taking the advantage of, especially the older people. I can't stand them.
Yeah.
I cannot. Nothing but thieves, soldiers out there. But... again, thank you to the Outsiders for joining us tonight. Oh, what a great time hanging out with them. We always love talking to them. They're so
cute. Oh, yeah.
And John and I mean, since the first time they were on, which was very early on, Applause Radio Show, we became friends. And, I mean, Greg and I talk all the time, Rick and I, and you and Jimmy and me sometimes. I mean, but it's been a while, unfortunately. I've been so tied up. I don't have time to talk to anybody anymore. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway, but John, thank you so much for coming back tonight too. I miss you so much. Tell my
I miss you too.
Tell Alice I miss her too so much. And it's lonely, but we've had some great guests on, so I've been having a good time with them, so that's great. So,
good. That's really good.
Yeah, a lot of new music has been coming up to us, thank God, and I love that part of the show. So, that's
and the website looks fantastic. The website looks great.
Aren't they great? Aren't they great? They did a great job. That's Cloison Designs in New Jersey. They're really great and wonderful.
Really,
wonderful.
Really
people
nice.
Yep.
Very nice.
Yep. They did a wonderful job. I'm so happy with it. And no stress. I call them up. They talk to me right away. No arguments, nothing. It's like, there you go. No problem, Joanne.
Yep.
You got it. And I love it. You do your job. I do mine. We're happy and we're cool together. So that's great. So,
good.
But we got a last minute booking for tomorrow. We got to get that up on a calendar. I got to tell them. I just got it literally like 2 hours ago. Do you remember Deshaun Dooley, John? He was
on.
It
sounds familiar. Yes.
Yeah, the grandson of the Orioles, Sonny Till.
Yep.
He's got a new Christmas song out called Lonely Christmas, and he's going to come on tomorrow, and we're going to play his song and catch up with him. And see what he's been up to since the play. I forgot the name of the play he was involved in. I believe it was about the Orioles. I think that's why he was on. I'd have to really sit down and think about it. I know him and I think the director who whose mom was a singer as well, or had to do with the Orioles as well. But yeah, so we'll find out tomorrow when I touch base with the Sean. We'll check it out and do a quick recap of his situation, and then what else is going on. Oh my, I gotta stretch back the calendar. Still not by my side, John. Still not by my side. Nothing.
Some things never change.
Nothing changes. The 19th, we've got our resident lyricist, songwriter, Rick Ryan, my buddy. I love him. He has a book, a Christmas book, Under Santa's Hat, and a song called Santa's Monster Bash. So we're going to do that on 8 p.m. It's kind of, we're going to touch on, parents reading to their kids. It's a rarity these days with all of the technology. And then Kristen, Kristen, I always forget her last name. Kristen Casey. She was with Joe Walsh from the Eagles for a long time. They dated. They were actually going to get married. And she has a new book out called Rock Monster, My Life with Joe Walsh. And that's going to be cool. And Alfred, I always forget how to pronounce Alfred's name. And you know what? I'm not even going to tell you who's coming up because I don't have it in front of me other than the calendar. I just only have first names. I've got Alfred on the 21st, and Jennifer Roberts has a new Christmas song out. She's going to be on the 22nd. Simon Lunch, he's going to be on the 23rd. He's got a new song out. And Connor Riley, he's Lexi Beauty, he's going to be on. And Sterling Meyer, she's an author, and that's going to be great. She's got a new book out about how to deal with what we're dealing with during a pandemic and how to deal with it psychologically and after the fact. And then on the 30th, Bradley Server, Curly's grandson from My Three Stooges. So that's going to be fun.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, and January, I don't have a January calendar yet. But January is booking up nice, too. We've got some great guests coming up, and I'm excited about that. So, anyway, we thank you all. Thank you to the sponsors. Here we go. Let me get it. The Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey. KWV Wines in South Africa. Tees for the Times and Other Stuff, Clifton, New Jersey. Precious Memory Video in Kittnersville, Pennsylvania. Syntech Productions in Oka Harbor. Blah, 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 blah. Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake. Coys and Designs in New Jersey. Think Big Picture LLC in New York. The Observer Newspaper in Kearney, New Jersey. Joey Max Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey. And GenieBottles.com. So thank you all so very much. Johnny, thank you for coming on tonight. And you know you can always come back whenever you want to come on. You know that. So you just let me know.
Thank you, Joanne.
Because you know I
love you. That'll be great.
And anytime. We're going to close it out with I've Got a Heart, Too, by the Outsiders. The Outsiders, everybody. I've Got a Heart, Too. Good night, everybody. Take care.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Every day I feel the tears that you cried.